and the Dead Boys. Well, happy festive season to you too. Well, I mean, that's just the name of the song. Barry Chapman, our favorite plumbing boss, is in the house. Nice to see you again.
Hello.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask, it's a strange one, but someone asked me to ask you. I think that they had just literally arrived at their accommodation, and they found it because it, I don't know whether it was because the place hadn't been occupied for a while.
Was it smelly?
It was, and apparently the drains were particularly obnoxious. And they were wondering, because they're also very eco-conscious, they wanted to put a whole lot of stuff down a drain that could cause trouble further, which I think is laudable. But is there an ecologically safe and friendly way of removing the odor of a drain that has stood for a while?
So, it's not caused by there being an extra odor. It's the normal smell of a sewer line. Wow. So, what happens when a property is left vacant for an extended period of time? Your shower trap, your basin trap, your bath trap, all those small little volumes of water that are sealing off the smell from outside.
Oh, is that how they work? Those U-shaped pipes actually are filled with water. The U's are...
That stops the smell from coming through.
Aha.
So showers are generally the first one that go because they're generally very, very shallow traps. It has a lot to do with the weather, the wind directions. All well-plumbed houses will have an open vent on top of the property or multiple open vents. To allow for breathing through the line.
So that's if gas builds up in the line and it can't obviously come through that U bend, so it's got to go out through a vent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. The sewer line needs to breathe. You flush a big column of water down the pipe. It's enveloping the entire pipe. It needs to expel or suck in air for it to allow that column of water down the line. Now, over a period of time, those little traps dry out, and you can flush a toilet. You can actually hear the water running down the pipe.
Oh, so it's because the water has evaporated or disappeared. So there's nothing to prevent the blowback, if you like, of the
100%. So instead of it going out the open vent, it's now pushing back out the trap.
So it doesn't mean that you've got a really horrible
situation.
No, it's
just a matter of going around the house and opening up. Literally, it's 100 mils of water. You open the in the shower a little bit, turn it off, basin, bath. Just you run a little bit of water in the property, ventilate it, and you'll be golden.
Now you see, that's the kind of advice that is absolutely, I mean, it makes such sense when you hear it explained like that, but who knew? I didn't. I'm sure many people listening to this.
So we were talking about open vents. And there's a few properties that have been plumbed and don't have open vents. And this is an issue that we have because if you don't have an open vent, free-flowing ventilation in your line, when you go flush a toilet, which is the largest column of water that goes down a sewer line, you will notice your shower may go like it's now sucking air to try and get that column of water down the line.
Wow.
Then it sucks that water out of the shower trap, and you've got an open line to the sewer. So that's why ventilation is so important as well.
If you have a property that you've moved into a property that doesn't have that sort of venting, can you retrofit it? Is it a problem?
100%. You can definitely retrofit it.
And something that you really should do, presumably.
You must. I mean, it's people say, oh, put a vent valve on your property. A vent valve allows the air in and allows air out depending on the pressures that are pushing on it. But, I mean, you take yourself and wrap a cloth around your face and only leave a tiny little gap with a spring with, a two-way breathe in and out. You're not going to operate very well. You're not going to get the full flow of air that you need inside you. So that's the problem. You know, the bigger the opening for air to flow into the system, the better.
And now with the modern vent, you don't need to have a chimney that used to go and extend to beyond the top of the roof, or certainly out beyond the tiles. You can get those sort of a one-way valve type thing.
That's what I'm talking. I actually don't encourage those unless it's an intermediate vent. So,
You don't like them. Mm-mm. You prefer the open. Okay.
So, your SANS regulations on installation and maintenance of your water drainage specifically stipulates that the head of every drain, which is the top of the drain, needs to have an open vent on it. So if you've got a branch that your sewer line goes either side of your house, you actually need to have two open vents. And then within 6 meters of a toilet, you need to have a form of venting. So a vent valve, or preferably an open vent, to allow for the system to breathe and operate correctly.
And the vent valve it functions, but it's not your first choice for the reasons that you've explained. Yeah. Can you retrofit, if you've got a vent valve situation, can you then remove that and just get a proper pipe fitted?
We've actually done a pretty well-known complex in Belito. We've just done one of theirs. They had vent valves from initial installation. They had open vents on the side of the buildings, and then in between there was 8 vent valves. And they've been battling because the vent valves is now given up. It's a usable item. It's got a silicone washer with a spring in it.
They do pack up?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
And a lot of them are terminating around window height. Okay. So the wind blows, it swirls under the eaves, and it just pumps straight into the window. So you end up with a delicious smell while you're busy eating your dinner. So we've actually went out there and we cut holes in the roof and extended all the vent pipes through, waterproofed the flashing on the top of the pipe where it penetrated through the roof, and then holder battered all the pipes up. And you want to extend the pipe about 500 mils above a half a meter above the roof, just to allow for it to clearly blow away into... Naturally, it's going to rise because it's methane, it's hotter, hot air rises. So naturally, it's going to rise. But the higher up you get it, the less chance you have of swelling.
Fascinating. Who would have thought? And it's such a simple fix, just like that. And all the drama and the angst of wondering what's brewing in the pipe down below, and that's all solved with just a quick flush and a quick vent, and away you go.
That's it.
And if you have that problem, our top tip for this particular happy Tuesday is Chapman Plumbing. They are the drain specialist, the leak specialist, and the geyser specialist. Clearly not those closed circuit valve specialists. I don't like that. My very special guest, Barry Chapman.
Thank you.
Barry, and we're going to be taking a little bit of a hiatus, I think, from the end of this week for a week or two. So you'll be back in the new year. Can you believe I'll see you next year? Sounds like a long way away.
Yonks. Perfect.
Thanks, Barry. And yeah, as I say, if you've got a plumbing issue, these are the guys.
Hi, I'm Kerry Miller, and recently my shit hit the fan, so I called Barry at Chapman Plumbing. Are you tired of dealing with a naughty drain that just won't behave? Ugh, is your water meter running like it's training for the Comrades Marathon? Well, it's time to call in the experts, and the experts are Chapman Plumbing. They're your drain specialist, your geyser specialist, and of course, your leak specialist. From plumbing, planning, to installing, checkups, and repairs. So when you need a plumber fast, call Barry at Chapman Plumbing. He's got you covered.